RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, side note here, because I haven't sidetracked us enough today with the Hayfield stuff. We're talking about music and playlists and all that. I got a friend, Dave, who also hates music. And so when we would road trip, now I'm old, so you'll have to stick with me here. You know, we had CDs in the car, and you know, you'd burn the CDs, you get your road trip mix and all that. And so when we'd go on a road trip, and I'm from Kansas, so you know, a road trip means 4, 5, 6 hours in the car, right?
Long.
So, yeah, and I'm not talking about like, let's drive to Dinwiddie. Like, you know, we're going to be in the car for 6 hours. Everybody gets a turn picking the CD. So everybody rotates. So he hates music.
Oh, Dave.
So he burned a CD that was 72 minutes of silence.
No.
And gave it to him. Here's my CD. I'd like to play this. Technically, that's inside the rules.
Hmm.
We have to allow it.
72 minutes of hateful stares.
There's a lot of tension in this car right now. Speaking of tension, there's a lot of tension down the stretch. Yesterday, the Commanders lost. We're going to make you listen to it.
Time for the Commanders Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
Di, you know the crew. Bram Weinstein, he's the voice of Commanders football here on The Fan. Lendon Fletcher, famous linebacker, and Logan Paulson in the color booth. You hear the games every week right here. Of course, Sunday's game against the Titans, 1 o'clock, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. This will start normal, and then we'll come back from a break, and things will get unhinged. But the defense started by bending, but they did not break. Here's Dorrance Armstrong with a big early play, former Cowboy showing up.
Second down and one. The 13 snap. Pitch to CeeDee Lamb, who came across the formation, thrown down by Dorrance Armstrong back at the 17. They weren't fooled by that one. It's a loss of 4.
Not fooled at all. They were trying to get, you know, again, CeeDee Lamb on a jet sweep type play. Excellent play by Dorrance Armstrong. I know he pumped up going against his former team. Way to make a negative yardage play to put us in a put the Dallas Cowboys in the 3rd and 5 situation. See if we can get off the field on this play.
Yeah, it's probably a case of the Cowboys getting a little too smart for themselves right there, where they were having success running the ball, and they try to go outside to Lamb, and Armstrong blows it up. Another strong defensive play. Johnny Newton, we're not giving him a ton of love these days because I think the defense as a whole has regressed. I think Johnny Newton and Mike Sanristel were both fantastic draft picks, and Johnny had his moment picking up a fumble, so let's give it to him.
The ruling on the field is there was a fumble recovered by the defense. Oh. Watching this ball first half.
Wow.
Oh, that ball is up.
So Rico Galvo just got kind of caught up. His forward progress was basically being pushed forward by his offensive lineman.
Oh, that ball is up.
As he was coming down, the ball was ripped out of his arms. I believe that's Johnny Newton who got in there to rip it out of his arms. It came loose, and all of a sudden, Bobby Wagner, who was just sitting on the ground underneath the pile, the ball was just in his arms.
Yeah, no, initially, Bobby Wagner did a nice job of standing up Dowell. And he tried to rip it out again. As you mentioned, Johnny Newton came in and finished it off. And that ball is definitely ripped out, and that's a fumble.
And it was a fumble, and that sent Washington up with great field position as they had on their first four drives. And I come back, and I know we're going to break down the end of this game, and I know there's a lot to say about the end of this game. We're going to break down Cliff Kingsbury, and we're going to say a lot about the end of Cliff Kingsbury's game calling. What you need to know here is for the second week in a row, the defense gave them the opportunity early in the game to put it away. And what we saw earlier this year was that when you put it away, it gets easier to put it away, so to speak. The Cowboys are not a motivated football team. They came into this 3-7. If you go up 21-0 early, they're going to shut it down. We've seen that before. We're bad teams get punched in the mouth early and decide, hey, football's hard. We're good for the day. Washington's first four possessions, two of them start in Dallas territory. Two of them start with favorable field position, better than the 30. You get 3 points out of those four possessions. And that, to me, is equally defining in this game. As much as the other stuff, that, to me, is equally defining because you had the opportunity to win this thing in the first 20 minutes of the game. And if you win this thing in the first 20 minutes of the game, you're good. I said this yesterday, and I know that a lot of big, important talking heads disagree with me, so I see no reason not to double down on it. I think Jane Daniels played well. I really do.
Daniels walks up to the line, got McNichols to his right. Play clock's down to three. They're going to have to snap this thing. Here we go. Daniels, this is a designed run. Just took off 40, 35, 30, cuts back and thrown down and spun down at the 25-yard line. What a well-timed draw. Quarterback draw call on a 3rd and 12, and it works for a conversion.
Yeah, well-timed. This is just an outstanding play, and he's a sprint option. And what the defensive end does, Jane Daniels just reading that defensive end. If he's up the field and Jaden Daniels feels like he can keep it running, which he did. That was an excellent play call by Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, 7 carries, 74 yards. He's healthy. He's back. He threw it long. He went long to Terry early. That was my favorite play call of the game. Right after the fumble that we played for you there, Bobby Wagner forces it out. They go long to Terry. I love that play. I don't understand why they don't do it more often. The thing we've got to untangle, right, and it's so hard because you never know. The thing we've got to untangle is how much of this is Jane Daniels not looking at Terry McLaurin correctly versus Cliff Kingsbury's play calls. You know, bake in, here's the read, here's where we want to get the ball to. Whatever it is, he's not forcing the ball to Terry, and that's not a compliment. He needs to be forcing the ball to Terry. There were a number of plays where you go back and look. Whoever you throw it to, it's a contested catch, right? So you're picking who you want to try to make the contested catch. Far be it from me to tell Jaden how to do his job. The guy you want to pick in a contested catch situation is Terry McLaurin. He's the guy you want to make a contested catch. And there were too many times where he goes to Terry on the first read. Terry's covered. That's true. Terry is covered. And he goes to the second read, and it's Noah Brown, and Noah's covered. And he says, well, they're covered. I'm looking at Noah. I'm going to throw the ball to Noah now. And that's not how this should work. If they're both covered, I want him to go back to Terry. I want him to give Terry the shot to make that. Now, are there things Cliff can do to make this easier? Yes. And if that's how Jaden's going to process, right, like whoever I'm locked in on at the moment, that's my emergency hatch, maybe you need to make Terry the second read instead of the first read in the sequence, because he's almost always looking at Terry first. And we know this. I've said this for years, and it's very much known. Terry's not a guy who wins routes. He's not a guy who's standing back there waving, I'm open, could throw it to me. That's not Terry. Terry's a guy who runs stride for stride with his guy. You put the ball up, and then he goes and gets it. And that's an adjustment you have to make when you're playing with Terry. He's not in that classic star receiver mold of he's going to get there. That it's very, very different when you're playing with Terry. All right, we have so many special teams things to talk about, so we'll get to that on the other side. Commanders Rewind rolls on. They lost. We're making you listen to it again. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Commanders Rewind. We play the game back, as you heard it, right here on 910 The Fan, and I talk about it. That is the format. Special teams. What is it? It's not a skill. These guys have now rattled all three divisional kickers. The Giants kicker got hurt on the opening kickoff at FedEx Field, and they won the football game because of it. That's, in the scheme of things, a pretty big deal, actually, now that they're sitting at 7-5, right? The Hail Mary is a big deal, and the Giants kicker getting hurt is a big deal. Because if the Giants kicker doesn't get hurt and the Hail Mary doesn't happen, that's two is a team with the losing record. Now, you don't play that game. That's not how it works. You know I don't believe in that game. But kicking is strangely hard to do against the Washington Commanders. The Eagles kicker, Elliott, melted down against these guys. And the Cowboys kicker has been one of the success stories of this young season. Not against the Washington Commanders. We know how to rattle an opposing kicker. Here is Brandon Aubrey making his attempt.
Brandon Aubrey, who's been basically automatic, might be the best kicker in the NFL right now. He's got unbelievable range. This is a chip shot for him from 35. He marked at the right hash mark. Brian Anger, the punter, is the holder. Gets the snap. It's down.
Oh, God. It got blocked. Picked up by Washington. They're running the other way. 40, 50, 45. Navigating traffic and out of bounds. A humongous special teams play for Washington to start the game. A blocked field goal. Picked up by Davis and run down into the Washington sideline.
Wow, this is outstanding block. I couldn't see who actually got. Oh, it was Quan Martin who got through and was able to block that with two hands. You're talking about making a play. What a play by Quan Martin in the special teams unit of the Washington Commanders.
That is a flex, the two-handed field goal block. That's a flex when you get it with both hands. Okay, that's a good play by the Washington defense. Austin Seibert. Let's talk about Austin Seibert. He's the kicker. I don't need... by the way, Jonathan Howard just texted me. He goes, That one's on Bram. Yeah, that one was on Bram. He's basically automatic. The kid never misses. Oh, what do you know? Stuffed. He got blocked. Austin Seibert, Commander's record, 7 field goals. Beat the Giants. That part was cool. I have no problems with Austin Seibert. I think he's fine. He can't make a 50-plus yard field goal. He really struggles with those. And if there's a coaching decision it's that I want back, from yesterday or from Monday, from Sunday, whenever they played the football game, it's honestly not one of the late game decisions. It's this one. It's 4th and 2 on the Dallas 32, and they let him come out for this kick.
Seibert trying to go 2 for 2 here in the first quarter. Long attempt. Here's the snap. It's down. Kick is low, wobbly, and that is just not going to get there. It is no good.
It wasn't close, and clearly something was in his head late on the missed extra point. We'll get to that, obviously. I think letting him try that was a mistake, and then he can't kick it out of the end zone on kickoffs. He said, why didn't they kick it out of the end zone? Yeah, they should have. It's not his specialty. And that's why, because he was hurt, I don't know that I would have played an injured kicker who can't kick it out of the end zone or make a 50-yard field goal. Those seem like important skills for a kicker. And that's it's the player's job to say, I'm good to go, right? You heard Brian Robinson on the Junkies, like, I don't have an ankle sprain, I'm good. Like, dude clearly has an ankle sprain and is not good and will not be playing this weekend. It is the player's job to be like, yo, I can play. And it is the coach's job to be like, yo, you're a kicker. We'll get to you. Don't rush this. Like, there's other kickers. There's other people who can do the thing that you do. And that's not an insult. It's just common sense. But Washington special teams delivered again. Here's the other one that they really, I think, was a missed opportunity for these guys.
So no gain. Watch Dallas here. I know it's deep in their own territory. They have faked punts 2 of the last 3 weeks. 4th and 1 at the 16-yard line.
Hard count.
Here's the snap. Anger to punt.
Oh. That one got blocked. That one got blocked. It's bouncing at the 23-yard line.
Big
takes
Phil.
Big-time Dallas bounce out to the 39. How about Fedarian Mathis blocking a punt?
Big Phil getting his big paw on that punt attempt. Wow. What a play. The special teams have been outstanding in this ball game for us.
Yeah, and then that set Washington up with its fifth drive with great field position on the Dallas 39. And this was the Brian Robinson bobbled pass interception. And this is not an interception for Jaden Daniels' record here, obviously. Put it on Brian Robinson. There were a couple of these, and you know they showed the stat early. Daniels started 2 for 7. In that was the long shot to Terry. You'll take that every time. That one to B-Rob, and he bobbles and intercepts. And then as he's getting sacked, he releases it to Eckler, and Eckler can't corral it. That's a first down if he catches that. I think Noah Brown has regressed a bit. You're really starting to see the limitations of this roster and the offensive line depth in particular, right? I was concerned coming into this season about the offensive line. They played spectacularly. They are starting to regress. And I do think that's a big factor here in everything that's going on, is they just haven't won in the trenches. That's the first place you want to look when something's going wrong, is in the trenches. But they come out of halftime. Here's what I love. They're good at coin tosses. They're very good at the coin toss. They won again. Take the first possession of the second half. I love deferring. You know that. And Jaden Daniels does his thing. First possession.
Second down.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And three, check that third and three at the 17. Daniels keeps.
Got a nice block from Sinnott. Heading towards the pylon. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! What a block by Ben Sinnott. Opened the door for Daniels, and he ran through it.
Like Kendrick Lamar said, Ben Sinnott, he squabbled up on the Dallas Cowboys defensive end. Just a devastating block to escort Jaden Daniels into the end zone.
Well, that's what we want, right? He's running. He's playing well. That drive had a good tempo to it. They get caught in 2nd and 17. All of a sudden, you got a Jaden run. You got some passes. You got some Jeremy McNichols. You got things rolling. You got tempo. Things are working. Now, Cowboys defense deserves a little bit of the credit here, and we'll dive into Cliff. But Micah Parsons came to play yesterday for sure.
1st and 10, quick snap. Daniels, pressure by Parsons coming behind him, and he pulls him down at the 45-yard line. A sack for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, it's Micah came to play. He was back. He was a difference maker in this game. We've got the crazy finish to get to. Let's do Cliff Kingsbury on this side of the break, though. Cliff Kingsbury has historically struggled in the second half of seasons. Now, the numbers look really bad. I think in reality it's just kind of bad. But for a team with no margin for error, this team, these things are noticeable. And for a defense that held the Dallas Cowboys to 3 points for an entire first half of football and gave Washington the ball three times on the plus side of the 50. Three times Washington had the ball, needing less than 50 yards to score a touchdown. You got to convert. You got to punch it in. Not enough tempo. They weren't running with tempo. Is that enough? Are they trying to protect the offensive linemen? Clearly, they're worn down. Clearly, injuries have struck. But here's what I come back to. Dallas doesn't have good offensive linemen. Their guys are hurt, and they were handling their business yesterday, right? So scheme matters almost as much as players do. The other thing is they're not doing a lot of this stuff I think they did earlier this year in terms of bringing John Bates as an extra blocker, getting them the help they need. Scheme matters so much on these things when you're talking about the offensive line, but you know Dallas reloads, the offensive line is beat up, and they're still handling their business. Washington's offensive line, as much as they were lauded early in the year, I don't know that that was the best five-man offensive line in the league, or particularly close to it. I don't know that that's what made them special. And I think that the coaching's going to play a big role in getting the running game going again, in getting the tempo established again. I saw enough to say that Jaden Daniels is healthy, that they're telling the truth. He's good. He's ready to go. For Cliff Kingsbury, though, this is a big era-defining week here because we knew if he lost to the Cowboys, those stats were going to get trotted out. You know, Cliff Kingsbury fades late in seasons, and he did. And he's called two rough games in a row. Makes this one pretty important against Tennessee this weekend, who does not have a bad defense, by the way. The bad offense, not a bad defense. We got to play the end of the game. We got a lot to get to because a lot of crazy things happened. We'll go rapid fire through the final stretch when we come back. This is 910.
The Fan at 105
North Carolina. We'll get to this in hour number two. Mac Brown said they got beat by 70. JMU hung 70 on them earlier this year. That's what you need to know there. He's the UNC football coach. Boston College beat them. Don't lose to Boston College. He said, I'm coming back next year. The school just put out a press release that said, and funny story, he's not coming back next year. So Mac Brown out after this season as North Carolina football coach. We will get to that. I got thoughts about that. Want to get around the world of college football later. We're in the middle of Commander's Rewind, though. It's time for the finish. Let's start with the play that made me the maddest of the entire game. It wasn't the missed extra point. It was this one.
Second and goal at the 5. He did go out of bounds, so the clock does stop. 3:06 to go. They need to punch this in. They're going to mark it at the 4. Second and goal from there.
Did I show my age by saying Fred Astaire?
It's pretty funny. Second and goal.
Shut it down. That's Zach Ertz. That's all right. We'll get to Zach Ertz in a second. But I wasn't mad when Zach Ertz scored a touchdown, by the way, just so the audience is clear.
I was personally confused. But I played the clip anyway.
That's all right. But when Schoonmaker scored, I was upset.
35 to go, fourth quarter. Dallas comes out of the huddle with a four-point lead. They get a first down. They get to run the clock. They score a touchdown. The game might be over. Washington's got to get a stop here.
They're going to CeeDee Lamb. I think they got him lined up at the X one-on-one.
Rush is asking for the snap. He gets it. Washington brings 5. Pressure off the edge. Throws it in the middle field. That is a wide-open Luke Schoonmaker in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Yeah, what did we hear all offseason? Like, oh, it's about communication in the secondary. No communication there, just like the Commanders teams we've watched for the last 20 years. It's frustrating on 3rd and 5 to watch the defense not know where the other members of the defense are going to be. That is frustrating to me, given that that is their job, to know where the other players are going to be. So we skip the Zach Ertz touchdown because it's mainly not eventful. Zach Ertz scored a touchdown. That drive, Jaden holds on to the ball when Micah Parsons sacks him. I have no clue how he does this, right? When I say Jaden Daniels played a good game, I see the clips, right? He made suboptimal decisions at times. But also, I want to go to war with that guy who Micah Parsons comes and just lays the wood on him, and he holds onto the football and doesn't fumble it. Massive play in this game, keeping them in it. Deami Brown goes up and gets it. Nice drive. You get the score, and then, of course, you got to go for 2. They get the 2-point conversion. All of a sudden, it's 20-17. There's 3 minutes left. We got ourselves a ball game, except we don't have ourselves a ball game.
Austin Seibert has it teed up, kicking left to right. This one. is fielded off the hop. It got through Turpin's legs. He picks it up at the goal line at the 10. Spins there. What a move by Turpin at the 20. 25-30, 35-40. If he beats Seibert, he's going to go. Kevontae Turpin is gone. He fumbled the kickoff, picked it up at the goal line, goes the distance. Touchdown, Cowboys.
I think him dropping the ball may have helped him run it back for a score. I think everybody eased up a little bit. But also, that spin move was really good. Sometimes you give your props. That spin move was fantastic. So now we don't have a ball game, except we do have a ball game. And so here's Austin Seibert, who can't make a 50-yard field goal, making a 50-yard field goal.
It's basically over here. If Austin Seibert doesn't make it from 51, he missed from 51 earlier in the game. They're set. Here's the snap. Hold down. Kick is on its way. And that one is good.
Yeah. I love the lack of excitement there by Bram, who still thinks this game is over because the game is still over. But it's not over. We know that. They didn't know that at the time. This was an interesting drive because you don't see this often. I don't know that there's enough data to fully back this up either way, but I've seen Sean McVay do it, and I think nobody has more data than Sean McVay. He is a data-driven coach. He likes this move too. Down 10 late in the game, you get into field goal range, kick the field goal, and then try to stop them and score the touchdown. Now, I'm assuming the logic on this is if you go for the touchdown, it might take up all the clock. You might not have time to stop them. I always thought you want to get the big score, then the little score. Plus, then, you know, you're insulated against a Dallas field goal. It seems to be the thing that the smart coaches do. So who am I to disagree with it? If there's a nitpick here, it's that Austin Seibert doesn't make 50-yard field goals, except he made this one. Who knows what's going on? I don't know what's going on. So you've got Dallas with the ball now, and a first down gets the job done. I don't blame Dallas for not attempting to get a first down, because they didn't. They just ran the ball three times, ran out Washington's timeouts, ran out the clock, punted the ball. The punt was probably the most dangerous play of that sequence, given how special teams had gone on the game. They got the punt off. Washington's got the ball on its own 14-yard line. There's 33 seconds left. They've clearly used up all their Hail Mary mojo this season in the Chicago one. As I've said many times, though, this team's not even on breaks. We had 20 years of crappy, terrible football. We are owed more than one great play. And, oh, we got a second one this season.
Backfield is how it starts for Daniels. Here's the snap. Dallas just brings three. He's able to step up. Lobs one over to Terry McLaurin, who's open. 45-50. 45-40. Turns on the Jets. He's gone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They've done it again! Another miracle in Landover!
Do you believe in miracles? Oh, my! Jaden Daniels does it again! Wow!
Unbelievable! 86-yard touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin!
He didn't know after the field goal that the game was still in play. There's some things he didn't know while he made that call either. By the way, Greg Olsen, best in the game on Fox, watching him back. Greg Olsen is so sharp at situations in the game. Like, would you think, like, Tom Brady should be really good at situations in football? He owned that for years. And he doesn't have a grasp on the clock and what teams need to do. He's lost up there. Greg Olsen, man, on top of it, the situations. Hey, they missed an extra point. Everybody settled down for a minute. It's a cool miracle. Like, he hit all the points. Bang, bang, bang. He's so good right now. He might be the best announcer in football right now. Made up my mind watching the game yesterday. Lesson from this play. When you throw the ball to Terry McLaurin, good things happen. Maybe they should try that more often. All right, you know what happens next.
We got an extra point. The game is not tied. Austin Seibert has to make this. He's already missed an extra point. It's berserk. Snap. Low. Trustway gets it down.
No.
Seibert's kick.
Bad freaking snap. Bad snap.
A bad snap. They got the hold down. It's Seibert. Missed it left. He missed it left. So now they have to try another onside kick.
I don't think You know, I don't think that Austin Seibert kicking the extra point is a bad decision there. Somebody, I would like for somebody, when they go out there, you saw the look on the kid's face. He wasn't ready. He knew he was going to miss that when he ran out there. I would love it, Tress Way, like be a captain that moment, like call the timeout, be like, yo, coach, this kid shouldn't kick the football right now. Like, let Jaden run it. Whatever happens, happens. Because it's a good decision to kick the extra point. That's fine. I have no issues with the extra point call. He didn't look right at all coming out. You saw the glazed look in his eyes, and then like he's doing the scream afterward. Like, I can't believe that just happened, but he kind of could believe it just happened. Like, that's where you'd like for Tress Way. And this is kind of like, you kind of can't do this because you burn the relationship forever, right? But in a situation where there's an NFL football game on the line, you would love for Tress to just be like, timeout. Like, I don't think we should do this here. But then the Cowboys make their own dumb decision by scoring instead of kneeling on the ball and running out the clock.
Back to the alignment. Here we go. Onside kick number two.
Try a middle
is
kick.
Coming.
Maybe a middle onside kick.
Here's Seibert.
I think I like a middle onside kick.
He tried to dribble it right there. It's picked up by Dallas, and it's being run the other way. And now Dallas is going to return another kickoff for a touchdown.
Yeah, this game's insane. All he does is kneel on it. The game's over, by the way. Gives Jaden one more Hail Mary. They're definitely out of Hail Mary luck by now, as you know.
Dallas has five players back deep. None of them are currently waving at our crowd. 4 seconds to go. Here's the snap to Daniels. Dallas breaks four, forces Daniels to step up. Now he has to spin away from pressure. Now back into the line. Tosses it up towards the end zone. It's going to go around the five-yard line, and it is picked off. Picked off at the five-yard line, and the game is over.
Whew, that was a lot of things that happened in a very short amount of time. And that was Commander's Rewind. We get you ready for the Titans game, of course, today and tomorrow. Mac Brown leaving. Zach Joachim joins us to talk VCU basketball and more. NFL picks at 11:30. It's hour number two. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.